Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today warned Syria and Iran to stay out of the war in neighboring Iraq. Rumsfeld says the U.S. will hold Syria accountable for a flow of military supplies, including night vision goggles.
We don't want the conflict prolonged, and we don't want neighboring countries, or anyone else for that matter, to be in there assisting the Iraqi forces.
The secretary also warned that Iraqi exiles entering the country from Iran will be treated as combatants if they interfere in the war. Joining us now is NPR Scott Horsley. Scott, some pretty stern words from Secretary Rumsfeld.
That's right, Michelle. He said the military supplies coming from Iraq's western border with Syria pose a direct threat to the lives of coalition forces, and that the U.S. would treat that trafficking as a hostile act. He stopped short of saying that the U.S. would take direct military action. I should say that Syria's foreign ministry has rejected Rumsfeld's accusation and called it unfounded and irresponsible. Secretary Rumsfeld also issued a warning to Iran about the so-called Badr Corps who've been crossing over the eastern border. These are Iraqi exiles supported by Iran. He said that they are being very unhelpful and that Iran will be held responsible.
General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff today, repeated the refrain that U.S.-led forces are on track with their war plan, but there seems to be some skepticism from within the ranks.
Well, that's right. There were a lot of questions directed at both the general and Secretary Rumsfeld about some comments that General William Wallace had made. General Wallace is the commander of the Army's 5th Corps, and he's quoted as predicting a longer war than expected and suggesting there's some miscalculation about just how much of a fight the U.S. was in for. We've been hearing a lot about that from unnamed sources and from lower-ranking folks, but this is a fairly high-ranking general going on the record with these claims, and so Rumsfeld was somewhat on the defensive about that. He said, well, you know, we're 1 week into this, and it's too early to be writing the history. He also suggested that a lot of the Iraqi resistance that U.S. forces are encountering is the result of coercion and intimidation by Saddam Hussein's loyalists, and said that anyone familiar with Saddam's record shouldn't be surprised by that.
Now, throughout the day, the bombing of Baghdad continues, but we don't seem to see much forward movement on the ground.
That's right. There is still a lot of stuff going on in the air, something like 1,000 sorties, we were told today. But ground forces have kind of held their ground for the time being. They're getting new supplies, sort of catching their breath. And there was a subtle shift in the language at Central Command today. Instead of talking about the race towards Baghdad, there was talk of setting the conditions for future operations, which suggests that they may be sometime in the future.
Yeah, what they call the operational pause. All right. Thank you, Scott.
My pleasure.
NPR Scott Horsley.